2 Samuel chapter 9. David asked, "Is there anyone left in the house of Saul to whom I can show kindness for Jonathan's sake?" 2 Samuel 9:1. Fulfill all the promises you make and only make the promises you can keep. The grandson of King Saul, the only survivor to the crown, reappears in the biblical narrative. Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, David's best friend, had suffered an accident that left him crippled in both feet when his nurse tried to flee to save his life. When David asked Ziba if there was anyone left in Saul's family, Ziba's first reaction might have been that David was looking for someone to eliminate, anyone who could challenge his claim to the throne. However, David was not seeking revenge, but rather to honor the promise that he made to Jonathan many years earlier during their emotional farewell. David restored Mephibosheth's inheritance and gave him a permanent seat at the royal table. Imagine the dramatic change in Mephibosheth's life from living in Lodabar, a desolate place where the in-debt, displaced, and downtrodden lived, to being welcome in the city of a great king. Are you stuck in your own Lodabar, where there's a king who's asking where you are, who has a place for you at his table? David kept his promise. Jesus will do the same. I don't care where at the table you seat me, or the color of my crown. If I ever win one, just let me look at you face to face and get lost like a child in your gaze.